ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायमुदीरहे। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are taking the verse from Canto 11, Chapter 3, Text 44. परोक्षवादो वेदोयं बालानाम् अनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदते हि अगदं यता। परोक्षवादवेदोऽयम् बालानाम् अनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदाते अगदं यता। परोक्षवादो वेदोयम् बालानामनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदायते हि अगुदां यता। वादवेदोऽयम् बालानाम् अनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि परोक्षवादवेदोऽहम् बालानाम् अनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदते अगदं यथा। परोक्षवादो वेदोऽहं बालानाम् अनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदते अगदं तथा। माताजीस् परोक्षवादवेदोऽयं बालानामनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदते अगदं यत् परोक्षतरा। Describing a situation as something else in order to disguise its real nature. Vedaha, Vedas, I am these Balanam, of childlike persons. Anushasanam, guidance. Karma, moksha, karma mokshaya, for liberation from material activities. Karmani, material activities. Vidate, prescribe. He, indeed. Agadam, a medicine. Yata, just as. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami's disciples. Translation: childless and foolish people are attached to materialistic fruitive activities, although the actual goal of life is to become free from such activities. Therefore, the Vedic injunction indirectly leads one to the path of ultimate liberation by first prescribing fruitive religious activities. Just as a father promises his child candy so that the child will take his medicine. Please repeat. Childish and foolish people are attached to the materialistic fruitive activities, although the actual goal of life is to become free from such activities. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions indirectly lead one to the path of ultimate liberation by first prescribing fruitive religious activities, just as a father promises his child candy so that the child will take his medicine. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Traigunya Vishaye Veda Nistraigunyao Bhavarjuna. The Vedas apparently offer fruitive results within the three modes of material nature. Those who perform ritualistic ceremonies or austerities in the mode of goodness are offered the chance for promotion to the higher planetary system called Swargaloka. Ashnanti Divyayan Devi Deva Bhogan. Similarly, those who perform karma kanda or fruitive religious activities in the mode of passion are allowed to become great rulers or wealthy men on earth and enjoy great prestige and earthly power. But as stated in Manu Samhita, Pravrtir Esha Bhutanam Nivrittitu Mahapala. Although a fruitive religious activities are very much popular among the conditioned soul, the actual perfection of life is achieved when one gives up all fruitive endeavor. If a father tells his child, "You must take this medicine by my order," the child may become fearful and rebellious and reject the medicine. Therefore, the father entices his child by saying, "I am going to give you a delicious piece of candy. But if you want this candy, first just take this little bit of medicine, and then you can have the candy." Such indirect persuasion is called parokshavada, or an indirect description that conceals the actual purpose. The father presents his proposal to the child as if the ultimate goal were to receive the candy and the only minor condition must be fulfilled to receive it. Actually, however, the father's goal is to administer the medicine to the child and cure him of his disease. Thus, describing the primary purpose indirectly, the concealing it with the secondary proposal is called parokshavada or indirect persuasion. Since a great majority of conditioned soul are addicted to sense gratification, pravrittiryesha bhutana, the Vedic karma kanda rituals offer them a chance to become free from temporary materialistic sense gratification by making them greedy for fruitive Vedic results such as promotion to heaven and powerful ruling position on earth. In all Vedic rituals, Vishnu is worshipped, and thus one is gradually promoted to the understanding that one's actual self-interest is to surrender to Vishnu. Nate vidu swartha gatim vishti Vishnu. Such an indirect method is prescribed for balanam, those who are childish or foolish. An intelligent person can immediately understand by direct analysis of actual purpose of Vedic literature as described by the Lord Himself. Vedesya sarver aham eva vedyo. All Vedic knowledge ultimately aims at achieving shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without such shelter, one must rotate within this 84 lakhs of species offered by the illusory energy of the Lord. Ordinary material vision, either through the gross sense perception or the subtle perception of rational induction, always yields imperfect knowledge distorted by the desire of illusory material enjoyment. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that the cultivation of impersonal self-realization is also disturbance to the conditioned soul, since the impersonal speculative process is an artificial attempt to become completely formless. Such an attempt is not at all in according with the proper judgment of the Vedas, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, Vedesya sarver aham eva vedyo. And part of the purport will be continued later. Hare Krishna.
Om jnananti mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur militamena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru Shri Uta Pada Kamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha, Shri Rupam Sagrajata, Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sagana Lalita, Shri Vishakan Vitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shivasadi gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. This is the festival season. Janmashtami got over. Radhaashtami is just over. So, I seek the blessing from all of you so that we can get purified, whatever the things is, just by doing the Shravana Kirtan. Let Radha Krishna's mercy should flow because of this real season. Even Janmashtami is going on, Radhaashtami is still going on. It's a season of festival. That's why lots of rain is there. It's all wonderful, auspicious symptom. Now, this shloka, the exact particular subject is there. The title of this chapter is Liberation from the Illusory Energy. Wonderful subject. The person has to come out of this illusory energy. And here actually in translation, these conditioned souls, they act like childish and foolish, and who is attached to materialistic life, and they'll do the fruitive activities. But actual goal is very difficult to understand, because actual Vedic injunction is that they have to give up this foolishly engaged activities, childish activities, and the foolish activities, which is materialistic attachment, fruitive activity. So, in different way, Lord is indirectly parokshavada. Really what we wanted to attain is something different. So here it is given, when a child is not ready to accept the medicine, the father is giving the child, I'll give you one nice delicious ice candy. So, but there is a small condition. You have to just take this medicine first. So very nicely it is explained. Otherwise, child is not ready to do that. The same way, here it is very nicely given that for getting the work done, you have to show some different ways of activities. Paroksha. The main subject, if we say directly, they'll get, the child will get really rebellious or not wanting to do. Father will get upset. So better in very palatable way, the explaining. The same way, even Vedic literature also, these acharyas, they have given to us. Very carefully you take it, because they were knowing it is Kali Yuga. People won't take it so easily. They have prepared all the written scriptures. Earlier there was no written scripture. Vedavyasji has done something wonderful for us with written things. After all written things also, it's very difficult to understand. Manda sumanda matiyo. That's why Srila Prabhupada always wanted to give us, even in Western countries, Prabhupada, it was a tough job. It was a real challenge for Prabhupada. And we have to refer, the exact thing is that the first thing is that even after so many years we are in Krishna consciousness, the first thing is that this is Raja Vidya. This is the highest knowledge. There is nothing beyond this. This is Raja Vidya. And what is that Raja Vidya? You are not the body. You are the spirit soul. And with this spirit soul, how to purify the soul? If you just heard, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. Okay, I know that. But that won't do. That is not enough. You have to work very, very hard for that. Just to get out of that. Because this 84 lakhs of species, we are just rotating all the time. Prabhupada said rotting all the time. Just get out of this. That's why, very nicely given it, that first thing you have to do, the relationship with the Lord, sambandha jnana. Then slowly you have to do abhideya, how to do sambandha, how to do the proper sadhana. And then what is the ultimate prayojana? What is the advantage you get it? What you ultimately get? You get Krishna prema. Very nice. That is ultimate. You have to get that. So that's why it is given it. Adho Shraddha, Rupa Goswami mentions, Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. Slowly Anartha Nivritti. Because as soon as you start your Bhajana Kriya, automatically that Anartha Nivritti. Anartha is your material desires, our unwanted things, greed, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamassa. All these six enemies, we have to clear up that. Otherwise, there is no way out. That's why it is said, Namarupji, you have to get a taste of that. Then you have to do some service, Vaishnava Seva, and then Jivadaya. And you had that, and then give it to others. This is how you can uplift the thing. This is what the Acharyas are following it. So, Then the question comes, why these particular things are needed? Nobody wanted this. Why these things are needed? Why? Because it is palatable thing, enjoying this material world. Everything is given to us. We have lots of facility. Why can't we enjoy it? Especially, no other cult is giving more stress on this. Only our cult is says, no sense enjoyment. No sense enjoyment. Indra Tripti Bandh Karo. Otherwise there will be reaction. Srila Prabhupada was highlighting this all the time. No sense enjoyment. Because, why? Because you have such a wonderful, valuable nectar. Whatever the sense gratification which you are doing, that is nothing front of that. Paramdrishta Nivartante. You get a very high way of spiritual advancement and the bliss, and you will come to your original position, Satchita Ananda. Now you are suffering. So you just come out of it. Even it is given, as purport it is given, the child is playing, it wanted to have some good enjoyment, but father knows it has got some disease. That disease to be removed, that's why you have to give the medicine. See, even the Acharyas, we have the disease here. That is, Kali Yuga especially, this disease is too much enjoying propensity. Nowadays it is too much, very much. All the time, senses are very busy. People, even students, you can see one big screen at home, one big small screen in their purse, you know, in the hand. So they are enjoying. All the time they are enjoying. They never bother. Because this time you have to give that same ice candy. You know, candy you have to give. That is our exact Krishna consciousness. That's what, you know, once we, when we had I think in 95-96, we had that debate competition in all the colleges. You're all remembering. We tried to preach it about 5,000 colleges all over India. It was a great task. In fact, His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, that time he was a brahmachari, he tried his wonderful, challenging job for all the colleges, different area, different people. So this Karnataka, Gujarat, here, North India, everyone, people are scattered giving that knowledge. That time, really speaking, the students are there in the college. They have come to become doctors or engineers or advocates or some prestigious degrees to attain. And in fact, I was asking, what is the use? We are going and poking our philosophy there. What is the use of it? That time I understood that these are whatever the things are going on, it's all like a childish and foolish game just to enjoy the senses. And real thing, human form of life is there for having a relationship with the Supreme Lord. Then he can come out of this bhava bandhan, bhava rog, this disease. That disease to be removed. Only after 84 lakhs of species on human form of life, they, if they become fortunate souls, they immediately they can come out. Because the birth is there, death is unavoidable. So if you got such a wonderful medicine here, you can get out of this birth, death, old age and disease. What is that? Janma karma chame divyam. Janma karma chame divyam eme eveti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma neeti mamiti suharju. If you just take my shelter, if you hear about my, Krishna says, about my pastimes and tattvata, if you understand that, after leaving this body, there is no point of your coming back here. You'll get purified. This is all known factor to everyone. Right? And even Prabhupada used to say, who, very, very important points Prabhupada used to say, that even once you come to the human form of life, you have already got some balance on your credit, in your account. Must be some 50% Krishna conscious, some 70%. But here you have to see that you have to make it 100%. That is pure devotional service, 100%. Even 1-2% becomes less, again you have to come to this life, again you have to take the birth. So this is a very serious assignment for human form of life. 100% you have to complete it, otherwise you have failed, you have to come back again. But your bank balance will be there, eternal balance will be there, Krishna conscious. So you have to make it 100%, very, very seriously. That was Srila Prabhupada saying. That is the highest responsibility. It is the highest responsibility for taking Krishna conscious seriously. To stop this birth, death, old age and disease. This is a disease here. So for that, this is medicine is Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious is medicine. You have to purify that consciousness. That's why at that time, then I actually, even specially speaking, I asked him, even Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, I asked him, what we have to speak after going over? we entered. And very wonderfully he said, he was very busy, but he said, you just go and Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6. That will give all the knowledge what is really needed, what is the goal of life. So that I am going to just speak on that. Savai pumsham paradharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahetuke apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhati. The translation is very nice. The supreme occupation, dharma, person have got this human form of life, supreme occupation for all humanity. This is not for only students or medicine people, engineering, or that caste, this caste. No, it is for all humanity, is that by which man can attain a loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. They have to love, they have to do the devotional service. This is the supreme occupation. And then such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Unmotivated. Ahetuki apratiyat. Whenever we come for the devotional service, we got so many leash. This to be done, that to be done. Front of Radha Gopinath, going to Tirupati or here, Panduranga. So many leash we have. But this is amazing. What type of devotion it is. No hetu. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Nothing you have to ask for. Oh. And plus, apratihata. There is no restriction. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Nothing can stop it. It is like that. Nothing can stop it. So here in the purport, the Vedas prescribes two different types of occupation for the human being. One is called Pravritti Marga. The other path is Nivritti Marga. But path of enjoyment, that is sense gratification, is inferior. That's not good path. And path of sacrifice for this material sense enjoyment, that for the cause of Supreme Lord, that is a real sacrifice, that is highly, highly superior. Highly superior. Even Srila Prabhupada used to say, there are lots of people, you know, they used to come and tell Prabhupada, Swamiji, we are worshipping so many gods. We have Kuladevata, we have Ganapati, we have this, we have that. Prabhupada used to say very wonderfully, this is how he was giving medicine. You can see, is it? Very nice. You are worshipping something? Very, very nice. But you know, if you worship Brahma, that will be much better than this worship. This better. Then he used to say, after Brahma, then if you go to Shiva's worship, that is still better. Well, he was giving medicine, you know. So still better. And if you, after that, after Shiva, if you worship Vishnu, Narayan, it is much more better. Then he said, ultimately, the supreme better is topmost. Purity is topmost level is just worship Govinda. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna, if you worship, your job is over. Topmost. Your life is perfect. There's nothing to find out. So people will think, no, I have to take so many steps, like one by one. He never said, no, don't worship. The Prabhupada never said. He was just giving, okay. But medicine is different. This is better than that. The intelligent person, immediately he will think of, I have to achieve that. My goal is that. I have to go there. That is Mukunda. You can stop this birth, death and old age. This is, job is over. That was the way Prabhupada was explaining. And devotional service to the Lord must be pure in quality. This is exactly. Without least desire of material enjoyment. If you say in neophyte stage, people won't turn now back. You know? Very nicely you have to give them medicine. That also, my God, what a way Srila Prabhupada took the task of giving them. And you have to get a superior quality of occupation. There is a form of devotional service. And Lord has got a form. Just worship them. Even here it is given, then even lots of people are there. They are impersonalists. They say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitta, just meditate. You can't have that rasa. Lord is person. Supreme Father is person. And you can have that interaction with Him. You can worship Him. You can dress Him. You can see that. You can serve Him. That is the way. When you do that, you will understand that. This is a triple thing. Otherwise, people are in halfway. And there is nothing as like philosophical speculation there. This alone can lead you the perfect solace of service. That's why always Prabhupada used to say, Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Sakala Shanta. Person who wanted to enjoy, Bhog Karna Chahte. Somebody wanted Mukti, Siddhis, Karmi, so many things. There are so many branches here. They are all Ashanta. They are not in peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, Ataiva Shanta. Nishkama, that word comes here. He never wanted anything. He wanted to just serve. Srila Prabhupada had given around more than 8 to 10 lectures only on this sloka. Savai Pumsham Paradharma. Because everything is there. And unmotivated and uninterrupted. Nobody can stop it. Now the example we can give very easily. Unmotivated, easily, Prahlad Maharaj. When Narasingadeva asked him, your father, Daitya, Hiranyakashipu, he put in very real problematic thing, but I came quite late. Prahlad, I wanted to give some boon, benediction to you. What do you like to have? Prahlad was saying, I am not doing any trading with you, Lord. This is my constitutional position to serve you. Jivare Swarupe Krishnare Nitya Das. It is a constitutional position of the soul. Very pure. Huh? What a wonderful thing it is. And our Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see Kolavecha Sridhar, a person who was selling banana. He never had even a proper shelter, proper clothes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you got so much hidden wealth. One day I will show it to the whole world. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in at the time of some benediction he want to give. He was asking, what benediction you likes to take, Kolavecha? Said, no benediction, I don't want one. Even Prahlad says, every benediction my father had, within a second you made it collapse. Nothing is left. All material benediction. You say, Kolavecha even says, no use of that. If at all you wanted to give me the hum benediction, see that I should remember that young Nimai always used to come and steal my banana. I wanted to see that form all the time. This is what the conscious, how it is changed. The self is getting purified. Here in that, one more thing, once you do ahetuke apratyata yayatma, then only the soul will be happy. Suprasiddhati. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Some motivation we did this devotion service, we got it also, but soul is not happy. Because that is part and parcel of Krishna. For pure happiness of the soul, then these two things are very important. Ahetuki apratiyata. Sridhar Kolavecha's thing. And also the Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a Mujumdar's son, very rich person. When he had come to Jagannath Puri, with his own way, they were restricting. But then their parents sent him some cooks with so much ingredients, just all full people have come, the team has come, and they were arranging all the best prasadam. So few days, Raghunath Das Goswami with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had it. Then immediately, he got transformed. He said, no, you all go from here. We don't want this. Enough. Enough. This is the transformation. And also, even anything you wanted to ask, he used to ask is through Swarup Damodar. That is the way. That is the transformation takes place. Apratiyata. Who is the best example for Apratiyata? Haridas Thakur. People never wanted. They wanted to kill him. 22 marketplace, they wanted to beat him. He was enjoying that. He said, no problem. You want to kill me? Cut my body and small piece of that, you keep it, you hear it, Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare. This is that. And he got such a, you know, nothing can stop. Apratiyata. You know, otherwise people will say, no, I'll stop for some time because there was a ban from the Nawab. No. They took him by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Vaikuntha, he was sending, that story, you all knowing it. He was depicting the chakra, but chakra could not move because Haridas Thakur was praying, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. So chakra could not move. Then Lord has to come in his yoga form and he covered him. All the beatings Lord has taken it. Bhakta Paradina, he was loving the devotees like anything. Lord loves the devotees. So this is a higher taste. Paramdrishta Nivartante, Lord takes all the responsibility. What else you want? Huh? You have a crorepati father and you cannot beg for 2 rupees with him. But you have not You have forgotten him, he is my father. That's, then you have to beg. Otherwise, is ultimately you are going to get that. And Srila Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami defines the, about the pure devotional service. This, we sadhakas, we have to remember all the time. Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmade anavritam, anukulena krishna anushilanam, bhakti ruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire of material profit. Again it has come. Foolishness and childishness. Asking, thinking something about material profit, you are foul. you could not reach there. Somewhere you are getting failure. So, no profit or no gain. Not even gain. Through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. I did so much hard work, I should get that return. This is no. That is called pure devotional service. It is your Jivare Swarupa Krishna and Nityadas. It is your basic, fundamental, constitutional position of living entity to take shelter of Krishna. You have come to that point, that's all. Taking shelter of Krishna. Nothing to ask. This is pure devotion service how our Rupa Goswami has given. So, when Prabhupada used to, when the people used to ask Srila Prabhupada, how can we see Krishna? No, this is a very good question. Srila Prabhupada used to reply, very easy, you can see Krishna. 24 hours you can see Krishna. How? You have to understand Brahma Samhita. He says, what is that Brahma Samhita? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaivar dayeshu vilokayanti yamshama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the primal Lord Govinda, who is always seen in the by the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. Ointment, the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. Now, what is that pulp? Pulp of love. Ointment, you have to put it. What is that pulp, you know? Pulp of love is Anyabhilashita Shunyam. That is one ointment. You have to make about 3 ointment mixture at the moment. One is Anyabhilashita Shunyam, no material desire, okay. Second pulp, Savaipu Musham Paradharma Yato Bhakti Radho Kshaje, without motivation, without interruption. Third, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since Radharani's Bhava, Radhastami is just passed, the main pulp is Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim. Kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahitukita. I am not interested in anything. This is the pulp. This is the particular pulp. Now the time is little, I'll just go ahead. Because the purpose is so big, it took my full thing like. See, actually, just to remove this particular very sincerely as a teacher, Srila Prabhupada was like our teacher. He was teaching how to develop devotional service. He was the right teacher. You know what Prabhupada's main way? 1922 he got the instruction from his spiritual master. He had to go and give this absolute truth of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna conscious to the Western people. 1922. And when he could fulfill it? 1965. 43 years Prabhupada took it for preparing himself. Right? Even that's why we also get some time. Prabhupada took it so much time and succeeded wonderfully. And the main principle is that the one thing we could very highlight the quality of Prabhupada is discipline. Shist jo hai. Jo shist nahi hai, wo shishya nahi ban sakta. A disciple should have proper discipline. That discipline was even Prabhupada maintained up to the last. Perfect discipline regarding the spiritual advancement. His life itself is the disciplined, spiritual discipline was there. Immediately used to say, it's fine. And to the point he used to come. International society were Krishna consciousness. Your conscience should be Krishna conscious. And what you have to do? Your discipline is that you have to do 16 round japa minimum and 4 regulative principle. Very strict. Right? What a discipline it is. No meat eating. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No gambling. Very clearly said. That is unmotivated. He had come to give this absolute truth, which was given by his spiritual master and Krishna. No motivation. No uninterrupted. Nobody could stop Prabhupada. One person all over the world, he was saying. Even Prabhupada was saying, all over the world, when the people have gone to America, you know that, they have gone to the moon. And one person said, Shastra is always perfect. They are not gone to the moon. And his assistant was massaging Prabhupada. He said, no, Prabhupada, they are gone. He said, no, it's all nonsense. So he goes and brings one, in hire, purchase one video at TV to show Prabhupada how they have entered the particular moon and all. Prabhupada said, this is nonsense, you take it away from here. Then that person who was serving Prabhupada, he just left Prabhupada and went away because this Swamiji is not believing. But Prabhupada had the full faith. Shastra is the perfect thing. Nobody could stop it. Uninterruption. And finally they have not gone to the moon. One other day, one devotee was asking next day, Prabhupada, they have not gone, really they have not gone to the moon? Prabhupada said, whether they have gone to the moon or they have gone to the hell, you go and do your japa, that's all. Time, place, circumstances. One person. This is his determination. Determination of Vaishnava Seva. You cannot do alone and do some service. With Vaishnava Seva. No sense gratification. All the time reminding. No sense gratification. You can come out very easily. You will get the highest happiness. Front of that, this is stupid. This is nothing front of it. And that is the dedication. Dedicated for writing all the scriptures. Many Swamijis are there. They have not taken so much efforts. Prabhupada just started giving. And nobody will say sense gratification. You lack. You can't progress in devotional service. Very, very rarely people speak. This was Prabhupada spoke. That's why he wrote so many books just to make the people understand. That's why the qualified people in English, they read and they come to our movement. Prabhupada was knowing, it was his vision. Doctors, engineers, all class people, executives. Because they understood, it's so totally futile, they are living, this place is Dukkalayam. Whatever is the scripture is given, that's perfect. So Prabhupada had that highly dedicated for writing books. And you know, one more thing, Prabhupada had a fear. Fear in the sense, I may not give that entire scriptural thing. That's the first thing Prabhupada did. He wrote Krishna book. At least people take Krishna book, they'll get purified. And they'll be uplifted. This is what Prabhupada said. He gave it. That's George Harrison was saying once, he was telling, I have never seen a person in that old age working so much for devotion and service to give to others. This is his compassion. We were all in passion, but he made us compassion. We were all in passionate. George Harrison was saying. He made it. Because of his compassion, we could follow this particular thing. This old man, day and night, he's working for Krishna's service. All the time. Very enthusiastically. And Krishna is watching that. This was his quality. Otherwise, how could we get this? We have to depend upon some other things. No? Now everything is there. Even Prabhupada said, for 50 years, if you study also, so much material is there. You are not anatta, not to depend anyone. Everything is here. Just try to understand and sincerely study that. You will attain that, whatever you are supposed to attain. And one more thing is, come out of illusion. Every time Prabhupada says, come out of illusion. This was also the same. What is that? You have to come out of illusion. You have to come out of illusion. Illusion is material attachment. Because of the material body, you are the spirit soul. You have to connect yourself with the supreme soul. That relationship you have to create. And Prabhupada says, whatever this Krishna spoke, it is 100% truth, because he is absolute truth. So you have to accept that. Totally you have to accept that. Guru Sadhu Shastra. Once you accept that sincerely, then Krishna will reveal. He will reveal. 100% he will reveal. He will protect us. Come out of ignorance. The highest ignorance is, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. People always think about the body. When we go out of the class, immediately we will come over with our destination. I am so and so. Pain is there. So, this is the highest ignorance. And Prabhupada says, you should have unflinching faith. Krishna's word. That faith, it will protect you. Sarvadharmam parityajya, mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha swami mas. Abandon all type of varieties of religion. It is cheating dharma. This whatever we got, the perfect path, take it sincerely, with the determination, usaha, nishchaya, dhairya. We got all the weapons, but only we have to use it. All the weapons are there. All the books are there. All shastras are there. You have to use it. How to use it? Just vibrate that tongue. Sevan mukhe jiva dao. Just the tongue you have to vibrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Proper straight away gave that real medicine. That medicine, and it contained that candy. That medicine, everywhere, whoever it may be, never seen who is. Whether hippies or American, Australian or Mongolian or anyone, just give them Maha Mantra. Not delayed it. Just you'll get purified. Everything, Krishna itself, you'll get purified. What a way Prabhupada given us. And finally, the conclusion is that Prabhupada said, after many, many lifetime, you got this fortune just to understanding Krishna. That fortune, you should use it in this lifetime sincerely. Because for higher cause, higher purpose, this is your responsibility. And not only taking yourself, and you have to give it to others. Just then you can please the Lord. When your Lord is pleased, your Atma is God pleased. Bhagwan santushto hone mein, aapka Atma bhi santushto ho jaye. And treat all the creation, because Creator will love you. This is the principle Srila Prabhupada has given, and this is a wonderful thing, because whatever we are having in this material world, that will be there, but we should know the choice is ours, what we have to choose. And very, very little time is there, span of life is very short, short time you have to choose, and chant the holy name, your life will be perfect. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.